today on The Word of Truth Revealed.
You're cleaning, you're doing the work, but how do you measure success? Because you're busy? No, you can't look at it that way. You can't even look at the beach and say I'm doing or making a difference, because the rag is always gonna get dirty when you're wiping up the oil. So you gotta wash it and then come back and wash it and come back. How do you measure success? Only God can measure leadership success. Because even the people that are around you may look like they're fortified, and as soon as a storm hit them, they quit.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Settle Your Purpose. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 through 10.
Galatians chapter 6 and verse 7. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. The one who sows to please his sinful nature, from that nature will reap destruction. The one who sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit, will reap what?
Eternal life.
Eternal life. Look at verse 9. Let us not become weary in well-doing or in doing good. For at the proper time, come on, if you reap what you sow, if you're not weary in well-doing, for at the proper time you will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, not just to the ones we like, but to all people, especially to those who are in your church and those who love Jesus and those who are on your row and those who are on the other side of the church, those that you can't speak to, don't like. You got to be good to them. If they belong to the family of believers. Can the church say amen?
Amen.
I need everybody to say amen.
Amen.
Good. I'm teaching a message on leadership as we move toward our leadership intensive. I need to deal with leadership for a moment. So the series is called Leadership Essentials. Here's the message today. Settle in your purpose, or settle. It's actually settled in your purpose. My note says settle your purpose, but it's put it down, settle in your purpose. Thank you, Lord. Father, I give you praise, thanks, and glory for this moment, and I thank you for the correction in the spirit and the alignment that's taking place. I pray for the kind of anointing that would make this a successful encounter. Give us the essentials we need to build our ministry and our leadership portfolio. Let this yield into promotions on the job, a more stable climate, a culture that breeds leadership. Help me to become the leader that you would have me to be, and those who are connected to the bone of this ministry, the structure, the order, Father, allow all leaders to grow. I declare that everyone, the sound of my voice, is an essential leader. Bless the body of Christ with greater leadership. As the world gets darker, let the beacon of light and leadership become brighter. And we will give you praise for it now. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God. Form it, storm it, reform it, norm it, perform it. Settle in your purpose. Settle in your purpose. I'm really excited. Galatians, the church of Galatia, is one of the churches that the Apostle Paul preached out in Galatia, and he writes to them in the sixth chapter of this book. The fifth chapter is very important. It gives us the dichotomy between the works of the flesh and also the fruit of the Spirit. Chapter 4 talks about the power of a man by the name of Abraham that leads us into higher ground as relates to faith. Chapter 3, he deals with the bewitching of the saints in Galatia. If you start out in faith, how do you then become perfect through works? Oh, foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? If you start out in faith, you have to finish in faith. And if you're part of the Christian church, you did not start out in law, you started in faith. Yet the Christian church took us back to the law of Moses for righteousness. Took us back to the law of Moses as it relates to racism, or the way God separated his people from those Canaanites and Amorites in the land. No interracial marriage and things of that nature. It's all to the nation of Israel because he wanted a nation to birth a child. But John said, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but should have eternal life. Now we don't marry races, or we're not forbidden to marry other races, because you don't marry races, you marry an individual. You better make sure that individual and the demons assigned to that individual's name have been cast down. Because you can marry somebody that looks like you, but they're demons that are assigned to the Clark family, or to the Johnson family, or whatever your last name is. And you better make sure you know what you're marrying. Because eventually the demon assigned to that family's name is going to show up. And in chapter 2, he talks about being developed. My little children, I travail with you in birth till Christ is formed in you. And chapter 1 is a greeting. In chapter 6, he's encouraging us that we need to watch how we sow, because whatever you sow in attitude, in disposition, in leadership, you're going to reap it. Whatever you sow into your children, you're going to reap it. Even if they go astray, if we teach them and train them, the Bible says they will return. Whatever you do to people, you're going to see come back. And this is what hurts. Men that are nasty, when the enemy starts stripping your daughters, that's when it really hurts. People, ladies that got attitude, when you start seeing your children in shackles, that's when it really hurts. You got to learn how to shift and move with God. Let me tell you something about me. The older I get, I say, God, I don't have time to be sowing bad seed. I need to sow some good seed. So I'm going to get my face saved when I talk to people. I don't need a harvest of frowns. I need a harvest of smiles. So I'm going to sow a smile. I'm sowing smiles because I want a harvest of smiles. I think Paul said it to the church of Galatia. Do not be deceived. And it's easy to be deceived. I know we think we're smart, but we're not as smart as we think we are. It is easy to be deceived. Do not trust yourself. It says God cannot be mocked. Whatever he says is coming to pass. The Bible says a man reaps what he sows. This is a law that we can't get around. The one who sows to please himself.
Which phone for mother, mobile or home?
Oh. That means we're busy in the sound.
Which one? My apologies.
Busy in the sound. Or we're picking up another signal. Say again. Okay. We're good now, but were we good 30 seconds ago? And I want y'all to hear this. So we are working together. The sound team is not an enemy of the state. But there are critical things that must happen or not happen when the message is being preached. We got to all tune in. We can't do work like be on the computer in the foyer when we should be here, or you're doing ministry activities or shifting and changing. We got to all tune in. Everybody in here, everybody working has to tune in, because storm shows us where our leaks are. You may think you're fortified, but you're not. That's why I just said God is not mocked. Don't trust your anybody. Can be deceived. And a lot of time the enemy slaps us or even offends us because he's after our destiny or after something that's pure around us. Y'all follow me? So let us grow, truth reveal. And I'm going to dial back in now. I'm like Neo on the Matrix. Pew, pew, pew. Verse 8, the one who sows to please his sinful nature, from that nature will reap what? Destruction. And the one who sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit is going to reap something. Not from people, but from the Spirit will reap eternal life. Eternal life doesn't start when you die. It starts as soon as you accept Jesus. So actually, if you accept Jesus, your eternity has already begun, and he's obligated to make sure that you have success. You don't get success when you die. It starts as soon as Jesus comes into your heart. Look at verse 9. Let us not become weary. Here's leadership. Let us not become weary. Settle in your purpose. That means work your purpose. A lot of times it's hard to measure how successful you're dealing or how successful you are as a leader when you're dealing with people. It's hard to measure. It's hard to look at a graph and say, well, I did these teachings and I showed up these many times and I did this, that, and the other, so I must be successful. No, it's hard to measure it. You can't even measure it by duty. You got to learn how to not become weary. Now, if you think it's easy, think about it. If you were doing a job, right? You were doing a job over and over and over again, like moving dirt from one area to the next with a shovel. How do you measure success that way? Especially if it rains and fills up your holes. If you're cleaning up an oil spill with a white rag, you're cleaning, you're doing the work, but how do you measure success? Because you're busy? No, you can't look at it that way. You can't even look at the beach and say I'm doing or making a difference, because the rag is always going to get dirty when you're wiping up the oil. So you got to wash it and then come back and wash it and come back. How do you measure success? Only God can measure leadership success. Because even the people that are around you may look like they're fortified, and as soon as a storm hit them, they quit. You're like, wow, did you see that you've been sitting under teaching for 15 years? And this got you? We're all susceptible to be deceived. That's why the Bible says, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. You may think you're stronger than you are until life hits you. And you will mess up your own self. You'll be like, I just can't believe. My God, don't trust yourself. Glory to God. Hopefully I'm clear. Don't become weary in well-doing, leaders. Don't become weary in well-doing, parents. Don't become weary in well-doing, school teachers. Don't become weary in well-doing, fathers. Don't become weary in well-doing, wives. Don't become weary in well-doing, those who are leading a single-parent household. Don't become weary in well-doing, husbands. Bring your money home anyway. I said bring it home anyway. Bring it home anyway, even if she's frowning, bring it home anyway. Don't become weary in well-doing, yard cutters. Don't become weary in well-doing, trash men, sanitation men. Don't become weary in well-doing, those who are in government. Don't become weary in well-doing, those who are dealing with difficult issues or discipleship. Don't become weary when you're doing those things, because you're sowing something and you will reap in due season if you faint not. Let me tell you something. The harvest is always greater than the seed. You're looking and complaining about what you're doing. The enemy wants you to become weary because your harvest is greater than what you're sowing. Man, I used to sing a song. You can't beat God's giving, no matter how you try. And let me tell you something. If you really look at it, you can't give God more. You can't give him more than he'll give to you. The song goes on to say, the more you give, he'll give to you. Just keep on giving, because it's really true. Because you can't beat God's giving, no matter how you try. And if you sow good seed, a harvest is coming back. Here's the caveat. If you sow bad seed, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Ow! My God, a harvest is coming whether you do it or not. Because the law is there. As a man sows, so shall he reap. Do not be weary in well-doing. Come on, Spencer Levels. That's your favorite scripture. Spencer, you saw my favorite scripture when we first started. My favorite scripture is right out of Galatians chapter 6. In verse 9, let us not become weary in well-doing, for we will reap if we do not faint. Come on, Spencer, I'm preaching your message. He said it 1,000 times. Even as Joseph was tested by the word he was given, so are we. Tested by the word. The Bible, the psalmist says that the word, God gave him a word that the sun, the moon, and the stars would give homage to him. And when he was in Egypt in the dungeons, the word tried him. Good God from Zion. And there are times when God gives us a word and we'll be tested beyond measure. But let me remind you, you can't beat God's giving no matter how you try. Let the word try you, because what happens is, while the word is trying you, he's perfecting you. Glory to God, and giving you an inheritance among them that are sanctified. Write it down. Purpose in leadership supports. Purpose in leadership supports. It's imperative that we settled in your purpose, because purpose in leadership supports. It supports improved people. It supports improved individuals. It even supports approved individuals and corporate outcomes. In other words, if we're as a church are working on our leadership, you're going to see the corporate side of our church grow. You're going to see those of us that are holding the plumb line or sticking with the plumb line. You're going to see the organization grow as well when the leaders are strong. If the leaders are weak, if I can't get you to come to church, if you just gonna complain every time there's an issue, if you find an excuse to stay home, the wind is blowing, Bishop. Hurricane is coming. I just can't make it. Don't understand. Be not weary in well-doing. And if you give Uncle Sam 20 years, you can give God 10. A week. And I know if you gave Uncle Sam 20 years, you went to work when you didn't want to go. You took assignments that you didn't want to take. And you shipped out when you didn't want to leave your family. And some had to stay behind when they didn't want to stay behind. Man, I'm preaching now. And so now you're in the army of God. You got to learn how to work. And anybody that's raised children have gone to work while you're sick. You can go to church when you're sick as well. But I don't know now. But wear your mask now. Wear your mask. Wear your mask. Just because you're not feeling well don't mean you're supposed to stay home. Men? Men? I'm still trying to understand that phenomenon. Well, we in America, you need to travel the world right now and see what's happening. Men? What happened to us in the last 20 years? When you visit the Bayou, when you go out to Texas, southern Texas, and when you start seeing how they took the Alamo and all of this other stuff and how people were able to conquer during hard times and what happened with black soldiers and what happened with Tuskegee Airmen, don't tell me you're hurting when it's time to go to work. We work and well. We are leaders. It's in your DNA. What are you talking about? Your fathers, your grandmother worked harder than we work. Coralie Boley. Coralie Smith. She didn't have conventional tools like from Lowe's and Home Depot. But she would sweep her yard with a broom. You can't tell me. Get lost with all of this stuff. You got a broom and won't use it. Got a rake and won't do nothing with it. Coralie is in the front yard with a broom. Born in 1906, and she worked it out to make sure everything is right. And I know there was no AC back in 1906. There was no AC for her ever. She didn't experience AC until she came to visit her daughter. Sharecropper. They lived on somebody else's property, worked on, raised their cattle and all of that. And the benefit for it is you can live here in this house that's not yours, right there in North Florida. So what are we talking about? I'm watching the lady. When we would go to visit them, they didn't have bathrooms. The girls had to bathe in a tub. And she made the boys strip outside and washed us with a hose. Hosing us down, old school to the max. What are we talking about here, man? And you act like you don't know desperate. You don't have that in your family tree. You don't understand that we are leaders. What in the world? What you talking about? My back? You don't have a back. That's what she told me. I said, Mama, I have my back. She said, you don't have one. You have a gristle. It's not even developed yet. My God, Mama. Talking about Big Mama, man. My mama Coralie was Big Mama. More Nick can walk around the house, man, and she just grabbed him and hugged him. Ooh, you're so beautiful. I walk around sit behind them. Dang, Mama. Even when she was losing her mind, she would still sweep her front yard. Y'all understand? When you're a leader, you dig in. When you're a leader, you dig in. You got people that's watching you. What are you talking about? You got children. You got young people that we're raising. They need to see tenacity. They need to see what? Resilience. They need to see expectancy. I thought I'd get ladies to say amen. Oh, my God. They need to see lift 1, 2, 3 or 3, 2, 1. They need to see a lecitus up in here. They need to see stuff that's going to cause them to grow. Why are we shrinking when there's hard times? Why are we taking a step back when the winds blow? Hallelujah. Our God is able to keep us safe. And our God is able to take us into new heights. So the purpose in leadership supports improved individuals. Leadership is not supposed to just deal with weaknesses, but it support those that are improving. And so, Cynthia, if you're improving, we support it.
We're going to support you if you happen to fall. But why are you falling when you can stand? Especially when you're a leader. Okay, all of us fall or make mistakes, but that's not what we do. That's not our proclivity. That's not the propensity that we're going to allow to be a part of our legacy. I got stuff I need to do. I got stuff I need to do. I got people that I need to lead. So if Cynthia's leading resilience, relentless, if she's leading relentless, glory to God, and she's organizing it, right? We want her to improve. Like to think about how she can expand it. Why do I need to go and find her when it's time for Relentless to be online? Where, Cynthia, where you at? You online yet? Oh, I forgot. I didn't get an email. Didn't you know there's a storm, Bishop? What? I thought you were the leader. If you're the leader, then lead.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, Settle Your Purpose, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
It is Pastor Appreciation Month, and we encourage you to take this month to honor our shepherd, Bishop Merton Clark, our dedicated pastor, teacher, and mentor. Join us next Sunday, October 20th, as we honor Bishop. All cards and acts of kindness are welcome. Sow some love on our website, truthreveal.org, or the TR mobile app. Cash App is also available at Truth Revealed 2. Checks should be payable to Truth Revealed, and pastor appreciation should be indicated on the memo.
And men, the registration for Legatus, the 2025 Men's Advance Reloaded, taking place at Truth Revealed on Friday and Saturday, January 10th and 11th, is now open. Visit our website, truthrevealed.org, check out the mobile app, or scan the QR code in the foyer. You do not want to miss this experience, so save the dates and schedule a reminder, and we will see you at Truth Revealed.
The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much, and it is time to become relentless in your prayer life. Relentless will meet in the sanctuary on Friday, October 18th at 7 p.m. Check out the Truth Reveal mobile app for details on joining virtually.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.